the Caucasian world of yesterday reared the slaves, and they reared them to grow up as strong bodies but with baby minds. They reared them to be children, and many of them refused to address us as Mr. and Miss, our man and woman. They called the grown men and women of our people boys and girls, because they knew they had uprooted the man and planted boy mentality in the body we call the black man of America. But since then, since 1930, since the coming of Master Wali Farag Muhammad, the manifestation of God to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, since that day and time, there has been a second rearing of God's children in America by God himself. And if anyone say this is not God doing, I want you to reflect a bit. We are living in a time when everything that has been put together by men without the recognition and respect and dependency upon God has manifested itself, has shown itself to be unable to stand up and stay together in this 1975. In these 70s, we have lived to see integration come apart at its vital and most strongest scene. In these 70s, we have lived to see the church influence, the synagogue influence, even the Orthodox mosque influence weakening in its vital scene. In these 70s, we have lived to see old and vital institutions of the West weaken and break in their vital scene. We have seen sons of an old established generation of learned men and women leave the home of their learned parents with college education filling their heads, put on sneakers and raggedy old pants, funky dirty t-shirts, and grow their hair long like a woman, and their beard fill their face, hiding the dignified image of a man and giving the semblance of an animal behind bars. We have seen the strong of the strong turn from the house of strength and walk out in the street more weak than the black man of America that they took from the land called Africa and reared up with no manhood and no womanhood, and planted in their physical body a child's mentality. We have seen the institution and the son of learned generations fall down and fall out of the grip of civilization. We have seen in our lifetime, in this very decade, we have seen with our own eyes, and the world cannot deny it, we have seen the government of America shook in its vital scene. We have seen the mighty dragon. We have seen the great Pope that had blood and flesh and life and thirst for physical consumption like cows and bulls and apes and gorillas, and grew to be a great giant physically, with a big giant brain materially, but a pea-sized brain morally and spiritually. We have lived to see in this decade the government of this great giant weaken and shake and break in its vital scene. And until this very moment, we have not seen them come up with that convinces them and us that they have come upon something that has in it the power to do again what the power of God has undone in their house. Do you understand? To look to a president, but they have trained them to recognize that a president walks with a vice president. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't train but a few here. He kept it hid from the many and revealed it only to the few. He only trained a few here to see that a leader was walking, but there was another walking with him, learning how to walk his walk when the time demanded it. All praise to the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But look, the 130-some pounds of flesh and blood that Sandyville, Georgia gave birth to. That 130-some pounds of flesh and blood is now resting, waiting to be returned to its earth. It's not standing here in that flesh, that Georgia birth. And look what the power of divine truth in him that exuded out from his mind, I should say that sprung out from his mind like water shot from a mighty fountain and sprinkled all over us, and we were so thirsty until our dry tongues went out and licked all of it up that would come to us. And the water of Elijah Muhammad filled our dry body and gave birth to a scriptural wet mind that can feed the black masses the life germ of God from now to eternity. Look, my brother, listen, please. Listen, my brother and my sister, listen. What do you see? Do you see something bursting loose in its vital scene? The whole world has failed to present unity, to present a cause, to convince the subjects of the world that there is unity and strength. You can depend upon us. We are one body. But God has manifested that we, under the leadership of Muhammad Elijah Muhammad, are the divine body that God wants the world to see today. There's no strength on earth greater than God's strength. And what you see here today, my brothers and sisters, and when I say that, I mean all of you, who have in your heart truth, decency, honesty, and love for God and righteousness. All of you, my brothers and sisters, I speak to you outside of this building. For all those who are listening now on closed television, I tell you, and not only you, but those who don't hear, who can identify or find a likeness among us all over the planet Earth. I tell you that this is the work of Almighty God. This is a divine body. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is not 130-some pounds of flesh and blood. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad is a mind, a spirit, a morality that is from God Almighty, that is filling the nation of Islam, that is called a nation because a new people are coming into birth, who starts off like an Adam and an Eve in a garden or in a wilderness, and grow into a family and into a tribe, and on into a nation. This is a nucleus. This is a beginning. This is a small community. But the nation of Islam is the whole earth. Don't think that this means we are going to get political. No, it was not political power that built ancient Egypt. It was spiritual, it was moral, it was religious power, it was divine power that entered the great pharaohs, the first builders of ancient Egypt. It was not political power that made the white civilization what it is today. It was revealed word that entered into Europe and established a power in Rome, a religious power. And the Gentile world got a shot in the savage vein of a savage arm and had the courage to march, put the banner of civilization in their hand. The world you see today at its roots, in its beginning, is divine power, is revealed truth. Nothing of this world has ever been made great unless God was in its root, was at its base. Brother and sister, there is much to say to you, but we will meet again. And every time we meet, God will meet in us and with us. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad will fill our hearts. Love for him will never depart from us. Respect for him will never depart from us. Though his 130-some pound physical body does not sit in the chair of his office, we still respect that chair because we know his work, his teaching, his thought, his feeling, his aspiration, his ambition were not that came into being with the flesh that Georgia produced, but is that came into being with time itself, that unfolded from eternity. Do you understand, my brother and sister? So we will honor his chair. We will respect it. We will honor and respect his office. And we will never, never, never let anyone come among us and speak a word of discord. Right. And we not hear it. No one can speak a word of cowardice, and we not hear it. No one can speak a word to bring about dissension, and we not hear it. No one can speak a word from the snake's mind and from the snake's heart, and we not hear it, though it only be a hiss. We will hear it. And when we hear it, it'll be driven out with the force of God. and nothing on this earth can withstand the force of God. We say, as we have been taught, and this is the Muslim prayer. It was not invented today. We find it in the Quran. Surely I've turned myself to you, O Allah, who originated the heavens and the earth. I am not of those who associate God with God. Surely my prayers and my sacrifices, my life and my death, is all for Allah, the Lord, the Keeper, the Sustainer of all worlds. We say that and we mean it. Don't think that emotionalism is a force to shake this house. This is not a Sitting Bull ceremony. That requires interpretation. The interpretation of the chief among the Indians. No, the common FOI and MGT, the common, the ordinary brothers and sisters in our midst who don't have what we call official rank. Even they have the knowledge and the understanding of the real power in this house. This is not a church. Gymnasium. This is not a musical formed thing. We know the life of babies. We know the nature of babies. We know the strength of babies. We know that when the test is put upon the baby reacts to the test emotionally, because God has not formed that baby in knowledge. It is still a child of emotion. God has not let it live long enough to become a child of knowledge. But Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, I have supreme wisdom from Almighty God. And all of us are men and women of knowledge. And when the strong gush of wind coming from the forces of emotion come against this house and blow, the windows stay intact. The shade doesn't even waver. The curtains at the window, though the window be up, won't even be moved by the winds of emotion. Simply because this house is built on strength, divine strength. This is a house formed by knowledge. And men of knowledge just don't fall down in the floor and weep and moan and cry like babies when the wind of emotion comes. If an army of emotion comes against us with snatching beast teeth, dripping blood, vicious, ready to swallow us, or if the surreptitious, deceitful, disguising beasts come in playing the music of the devil, singing the song of weakness. Let your winds of emotions come against this house. It stands forever. Peace be unto you. As-salamu alaykum.
Long live Muhammad. Long live Muhammad. Long live Muhammad. Everyone, please be seated for just 1 minute. The Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad have an announcement for you.
Again, I greet you in peace, in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, and honorable audience, I have an announcement to make. It's an announcement of a gift from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Every year, he has given a gift to his followers and to those who attend the convention. So all of you, we would like for you to receive from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad the gift of a tape of his speech, the time and what must be done, and the time of the judgment. Of these here, 15,000. But the count is over 15,000 here today. So if we run out, and we will run out if all of you get one, then report, go to the temple, and they will see that you get one. But we have 15,000, and they will be passed out to you. All of you who have traveled long distance and you who have traveled short distance, and all of you here, may the Almighty, true and living God, whose proper name is Allah, go with you, guide you, and protect you and comfort you as we greet you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Please hold your seats, everyone. After the Honorable Minister Wallace D. Muhammad leaves, we're going to show 35 minutes of the film. The projector wasn't working in the beginning, so you're going to see the beginning of the film that was shown around the nation. Please hold your seats, because we have a few more parts of the program that I've finished. And we're showing the first 35 minutes of the film in a few minutes.